Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. In our last episode, we went through some fascinating data about the frequency of lost smartphones and other devices and looking at that and what are the implications and risks that are associated with it. In today's episode, we're going to actually take a proactive approach and with Cameron Camp from ESET ask, what should somebody do?
You know, it's a good question because there's so much of our lives that are on these devices nowadays. You know, the first reaction is sort of panic, and it's do you even know where it is? Well, does that mean that it's just in my desk drawer here, or does it mean it's in the couch cushions, or is it really lost? And there's sort of a lag time there. And that, of course, if it is lost, the scammers love that.
So it's really a race against time is what you're saying, is that the longer that it's in the wild, the risk kind of increases exponentially.
Well, sure. If I was to hook up a cable to your remote device and start hacking on it, obviously the more time I have, the more chance I have of getting in and doing damage.
And, you know, one of the things that people are reluctant to do because of battery life is to enable that location services that that is very commonly known in the iOS platform, because it does, you know, eat up battery life. If you've turned that off, Cameron, are you in real trouble?
You know, it sort of depends. I mean, first of all, you know, it's a good idea to keep an eye on your device at all times. But also, there are some remote control style software, retrieval software, security software that you can actually issue a SMS, a text command to your phone and tell it to do things like start reporting where it is or potentially send it a command that says wipe all the personal information off of it. So at a minimum, if you lose it and you're not sure where it is, you can certainly find a way to send it a text and turn it on, start the GPS location, and then at least you'll know whether you have big problems or not.
So a lot of phones have 100 or more applications on them, and many of these applications are tied into some form of e-commerce, your bank. You've used them as a digital wallet or near frequency swipes. You know, so you're really, if the phone is becoming the wallet, how should you treat the loss of that? Is it just like losing your wallet?
For some people, they don't transact very much. Others, sort of the power users, obviously interact with it a lot more. And so the good news is hopefully you have protections installed in terms of passwords and things like that. But in some cases, you know, maybe a talented hacker has gotten a hold of your phone. And so you certainly want to come to terms with that right away. And if it's a corporate device, you want to let IT know right away, even if you fear getting, you know, your head bitten off, so to speak, by that. It's still good because it reduces the time. And if you do have notifications that have to go out to your bank, for example, that extra 15 minutes, that extra hour is going to make a huge difference in how much you're able to save or do damage control on your personal life that's now on your mobile device.
And, you know, if folks maybe don't remember all those apps on their phones, it's incredibly easy to go to Google Play or the Apple iTunes Store, and you can clearly see all the things you have. And that'll in many ways give you a quick little checklist on some things where you may want to change passwords or strengthen your passwords or just take those extra steps. Anything else, a staggering amount of people lose them. A password is a good starting point, but is there anything else you should be thinking about with that phone? Because odds are you're going to lose it or misplace it.
You know, I think what's important is for people, if you have a few spare minutes somewhere, if you're waiting for a plane or doing whatever you do, just poke around the settings and find out what security settings are enabled on your device. A lot of the devices are a little bit different, and just become familiar with it. Spend some time poking around on it. That way, if you do actually have the situation, the old Boy Scout adage of be prepared applies here too, and you'll be a lot more confident. You'll be a lot more calm. You're going to act more rationally, and you're going to get your life back.
Cameron, thanks for joining us this week and giving us all this great tips and advice. If you want more information on the data on just how many phones are potentially lost, please visit eset.com/blog. And of course, there's lots of great tips and advice on what to do. You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll see you next week.